大家在这个年新的年有什么新的想法
？So I'm not sure what kind of wish that you have for this new coming year. But God put a burden in my heart that I want to build up the youth in this church. Because the youth is our future.
也是我们家里每一个家庭的盼望。
And it's also the hope of every one of our family.
我们现在不对他们好一点，将来他们不会对我们好一点。
So you better be nice to them, otherwise they won't be nice to you later.
好，我们今天我们继续来分享神的话。我们来看到的经文是在出埃及记十七章。
So let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
在出埃及记第十七章那边特别讲到一个故事啊，很多人可能也很熟这个故事。
So in Exodus chapter 17, there was a story, and many of you are very familiar with the story.
就是讲到一个征战，以色列人出埃及以后遇到的第一场战争。
So let's talk about the first battle that Israelites faced after they came out of Egypt.
这第一场战争呢，就是关乎神要教导他们一件最重要的事情。
So the first battle is about the most important thing that the God wanted to teach Israelites at that time.
我们今天来看一看神要对我们说什么话。
So let's look at what God wants to talk to to tell to us today.
好，我们来念第八节开始。
So let's look at verse 8.
好，我们同声来念好吗？好，请。那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。摩西对约书亚说：“你要为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖。”站在山顶上，于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶。摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手。一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了。你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给约书亚听。”摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，又说：“耶和华已经起了誓。”必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
So Exodus 17, verse 8 through 16 says, The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at the Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, Choose some of our men and go to battle for Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand up on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands.So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hand grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held up his hand.One on one side, one on the other, so that his hand remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekites' army with the sword. Then the Lord says to Moses, Write this on the score as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under the heaven. Moses built an altar and called it the Lord is my banner, he said.For hands were lifted up to the throne of the God, and the Lord will be at war against Amalekites from generation to generation.
感谢主，我们来祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们谢谢你，让我们在你的话语当中能够有所学习。在今天这个时间，求你的圣灵来向我们说话，让我们每个人都知道你在我们生命当中有什么心意，有什么样的旨意，好叫我们能够遵行在其中，因此蒙福。你也常与我们同在。要赐福，要扬脸施恩给我们。我们谢谢主耶稣，我们这样祷告，感谢靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。 当我们看到这段经文的时候呢，我们会发现说，其实这个经文，这段的战争呢，是跟着前面一起来的。
So when we were looking at this passage, we found out that this particular battle came from the before.
大家都知道，如果出埃及记你往前翻一章的话，到第十六章呢，就是以色列人在旷野的时候。
So in chapter 16 of Exodus, that the Israelites was in the wilderness.
他们在那边向神发怨言，说我们没有东西吃，我们在埃及有好吃的，我们在这里什么都没有，在沙漠里面。
So they were complaining to God about the condition of a wilderness, that not having food, not having water.
所以神就降了玛拿给他们吃，在旷野一吃就吃了四十年。
So God gave them manna and that for to provide them as food for 40 years.
接着他们就到了利非定，到了利非定以后，他们又开始抱怨，抱怨这次抱怨什么？抱怨没有东西喝，没有水喝。
So they went to Lipidin and then they complained again that.What is the complaining for? It was about water.
没有水喝是一个事实，但是问题是他们的态度，他们向神发愿，意思就是说他们埋怨上帝。
So it was true that they didn't have water to drink at that time. But the important thing was the attitude. They complained to God.
结果神就叫摩西用杖打那个石头，他们到一个地方打那个石头，结果石头里面就出了很多很多的水，能够供应200-300万的以色列人使用。
So God told Moses that Moses hit the a rock using his staff, and the water came out of the rock. It was good enough for maybe 2 million, maybe 3 million people.
当以色列人来到利非定这件事情完了以后，马上这一件事情就是这个经文，就是这一段的事情发生了。
So right after that, this battle came.
他们在那边的时候，突然怎么有一个所谓的亚玛利人来跑来攻击，要打他们。
So when they were there, there was an Amalekite came and attacked them.
这个亚玛利本身，他是在当时是一个游牧民族。
So Amalekites was the one that they don't have fixed places to stay, and they kind of wander around.
亚玛利这个民族也是一个好战的民族，因为亚玛利三个字就是好战的，就是这个意思。他的名字就叫好战。
So it is a the race that would like to go into battle with other people as well.
所以当我们在读这段经文的时候，我们就可以很清楚地发现说，它其实代表我们一个人的一个肉体上面的一个问题。
So when we read this passage, it actually represents a person that the issue is at our own body.
因为当我们 trace 回这个亚玛利的时候，我们发现说，亚玛利其实就是在旧约里面以扫他的孙子。
So when we trace back, Amalek was the grandson of Esau.
就是这个亚玛利他的祖父啊，以扫就为了，大家都知道圣经里面有个故事，他为了吃红豆汤，从外面回来热得不得了，累得不得了，他就要跟他的弟弟要红豆汤吃。他结果呢，他弟弟说：“你把你长子的名分卖给我，红豆汤给你吃。”
You probably remember Esau sold his birthright to his brother Jacob just because of a bowl of stew.
所以他轻看他的长子的名分。
So he despised his birthright.
为着喝一碗红豆汤。
Just because of a bowl of stew.
所以我们每一次常常在教会里面，当我们在喝红豆汤的时候，我们心里面都会竖起一根 antenna。我喝这红豆汤有没有问题哈？
So watch out when you are drinking a soup in the church.
所以这个 trace 回去以后，我们就发现说，其实亚玛利这场战争在打一个什么样的战争呢？
So let's talk about what does this battle mean?
它不只是一个打两个军队在或者两股人在打仗而已，不只是这样。
It's not just a battle between two armies.
实际上，在属灵里面，在教导我们一件事情，就是以色列人他们一直在旷野不断的向神埋怨的时候，神就用这场战争来教导他们怎么样去跟我们的肉体来征战。
So it was actually about when the Israelites came and complained to God. God used this one to teach Israelites a lesson.And how to battle spiritually.
所以在属灵的征战里面呢，我觉得我们面对的不同那样的敌人哈，但是我觉得最可怕的敌人，有的人说魔鬼或者有人叫做撒旦，很可怕。但是实际上，撒旦有鬼的话，把鬼赶掉就好了。
So a lot of people, when you're doing spiritual battle, that the most fearful enemy was Satan himself. But if it is Satan or ghost himself, you can just chase it away.
但是实际上最大的敌人还不只是外面的这个所谓的魔鬼撒旦呢，是我们自己里面这个老我，因为这个老我你赶不掉，因为他就跟着你天天在一起。
So the biggest enemy is not Satan, it's actually our old self, our own body. Because that your own body is with you all the time.
所以当我们来思想一个人怎么会犯罪呢？
So let's think about how would anybody sin?
一个外面的试探引诱，撒旦摆的一个环境，或者魔鬼兴起的一个环境，不能够让我们犯罪。
So when a temptation that was arranged by Satan, that cannot make us sin.
真正会犯罪是因为我们里面的人开始回应外面的环境，开始做出一些不该做的事情，那个时候我们就犯了罪。
So when you what you sin is when you responded to the situation like Satan provided to you, when you responded to that situation, you actually sin.
我们会有许许多多的环境在我们周围兴起。
So there's a lot of situation that is around us.
有时候是一个人讲一句话，然后我们听了就很刺耳。
So there may be somebody who say something that really irritates you.
然后我们就心里面就会起一个情绪就出来了。
So the anger aroused in our heart.
然后我们就开始发怒，或者是开始指责对方。
So we started to quarrel and angers and or the actually complain about the other person.
用一个很愤怒的方式去回应这样子的一个环境。
You responded in anger.
我们没有管理我们的情绪。
We didn't control our temper.
结果我们就回应了这样子的一个试探。
Then we responded to the temptation that Satan placed.
然后我们就跌倒，我们就犯罪。
Then we sinned afterwards.
又举个例来讲，我们现在很多就是在 Internet 上面有许许多多的 information.
So there's a lot of information on the Internet, for example.
有好的，当然也有不好的。
So there's some good information, there's some bad information.
其中很多的是关于一些色情的东西。
So there's a lot about pornography.
可是这些东西呢，常常就在我们的环，就是在电脑里面呢，常常不小心你不去找他，有时候他会来找你。
So not only you don't necessarily need to seek for pornography, it will actually come to your screen.
但是即使是这样，要不要按那个要不要 press 那个 key 按下去进去那边看呢？是谁的责任？是人这个人的决定。
So even so, they have pop-ups of pornography comes. Who decided whether you want to get into that site is actually the person who is using the computer.
所以环境是一直在那边，但是我们会不会 get into 这个进入这个试探，犯了罪，那是我们的一个抉择。
So the situation is all around us, but it's up to us to whether we want to let ourselves to get into that situation.
大家不晓得知不知道哈？我们隔壁以前有一个那个诊所是免疫的自然疗法的一个 herbal 的一个诊所。
So there was an herbal clinic right next door to us.
后来那个诊所大概几个月以前搬走了。
So they moved out about a few months ago.
那我们的信箱呢就变成主要的，现在我们两个 unit 是 share 同一个 address.
Because we share the same address.
然后我就开始收到许许多多的 mail， 是他们以前的那些诊所的 mail， 我都收得到。
So we start receiving the mail that actually is for that clinic next door.
然后我就发现突然之间我收了好多 catalog。
So there's a lot of catalog.
有许许多多呢是特别是卖衣服的 catalog。
So there's a lot of for catalog it is for clothing.
对我一个男生来讲我觉得那很 annoying。
So that was pretty annoying for me.
然后上个礼拜呢就是过去的这个礼拜呢我还收到另外一个 catalog。
And there's another catalog came in last week.
是一个卖性感内衣的 catalog。
So it is for very sexy lingerie.
好像电脑的那个东西啪出来。
So it's almost like a thing that comes from the internet.
你怎么回应？
How do you respond?
你可以打开来慢慢看，对不对？
You can enjoy it and read it carefully.
说美其名说我也想买一件送给我的太太。
You can think about maybe I want to buy one for my wife.
但是我们深深的知道，我们人是软弱。当我们看下去的时候，脑筋里就会起一些不该有的想法。
But we know that we are a weak, so when we actually read that, there is probably some thinking that shouldn't be in our mind that actually got popped into our mind.
所以我就要把它丢到垃圾桶。
So then they have to try put in the trash.
当我想把它丢下去的时候，我又想到说，万一它以后又来了，我怎么办
？Then I thought about what if the same catalog came again.
所以呢，我就。写了一封信给这个 catalog 的公司，我说请你们以后不要寄过来，因为呢 ，it creates a lot of confusions.
So I wrote a letter to the company asking them to stop sending a catalog.
所以我们每一个人都是软弱的，我们每一个人都会在试探面前，我们都不一定站立得住，如果没有神的恩典。
So every one of us is weak. We cannot resist temptation without the grace of God.
圣经说我们要逃避少年人的私欲。
In the Bible, it says, flee from youthful lust.
所以我们面对试探的时候，第一步呢，你能逃赶快逃，因为呢，这不是该打的，是该打的仗啊。这个试探，你就先逃掉。
So when you face temptation, if you can flee away, please flee away.
如果你面对那个试探，你真的没有办法逃掉的话呢，那今天圣经就用这个故事来教导我们怎么去跟他打这个仗。
But if you cannot flee away from the temptations, then this passage will tell us how to battle in spiritual warfare.
我们来看第八节，他告诉我们说，那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战。
So in verse 8, it says, oh, okay.The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at the Rephidim.
表示他们驻扎在那边的时候，是亚玛利人主动要来打他们，他们没有去求，以色列人没有去求战，是人家来打他们，逃也逃不掉。
So that meant the Amalekites actually came and seek for the battle, not Israelites didn't go and trying to have a battle with them.
所以当以色列没有办法逃掉的时候呢，只有来面对他，那怎么来打这个仗？
So when Israelites cannot flee away, they have to face Amalekites.
然后我们就发现，神就启示了一个非常重要的一个法则。
So then God tell them there is some a important lesson
principles. 所以在这个法则里面呢，我们看见我把它称作叫做山上的法则。
So there is a principle on the hill.
当以色列人在开始跟他们打仗的时候呢，我们刚刚念的这个故事，好，我们可以。你 picture 一下那个，我觉得很有意思。我就觉得，如果有人可以把它画成卡通的话，真的很好玩。
So that just picture the battle that there's the mountain and all those things.
所以当面对这个敌人的时候 ，OK， 摩西就叫这个约书亚说：“你找人哈，选你的人去跟他们打仗。
”So Moses told Joshua to choose a few some men to go on battle.
我要拿着我的杖到山顶上。
I'm going to bring my staff to go up to the top of the hill.
然后就在下面开始打了。
So they were fighting underneath at the plain right there.
然后摩西呢跟亚伦霍尔他们就上到山顶上，山顶最高的地方。
So Moses, Aaron and Hor, they went up to the top of the mountain.
然后他们就在那边下面打仗的时候呢，哎，以那个Joshua 会发现很奇怪，怎么我们一下打赢，一下怎么又打输？哎，一下打赢，怎么一下又打输？
So the Joshua when he is battling on the ground, he will find out that sometimes he is winning and sometimes he's not. He's losing.
我们人有多少呢
？So how many people were there?
多少人去打这些亚玛利人？约书亚选了多少人
？So how many people did Joshua chose to go to battle with the Amalekites?
有没有人知道
？Anybody know?
我们不应该知道，因为圣经没有写。
We don't know because Bible didn't say anything.
但是我们知道一件事情，就是当两边这些人呢都是约书亚选出来的，要他去选出来的。
But we know that those people, those Israelites are the chosen people from Joshua.
所以选出来的人呢 ，suppose 是不错的人。
So that must be a good person.
以色列人也很多。
And there's probably a lot of Israelites there.
所以我们去打的时候呢，我猜应该是会打的赢，因为以色列真的很多。
So I'm guessing that Israelites should be winning because there's a lot of Israelites there.
假设打输的话呢
？So what if let's assume if they are losing?
他就会一直输。打赢的话，他就会一直打赢，因为这个比例上面哈。
So typically, if you are winning the battle, you'll keep winning the battle. If you're losing a battle, you'll keep losing a battle.
可是约书亚在山下不是这样，他打赢打赢打赢，哎，怎么又打输打输打？打赢打赢打赢。Something is going on.
So, but the situation wasn't like that. He was winning some of the time and was losing some of the time. And it's, Joshua probably didn't know what's going on.
所以重点是什么？他圣经上面讲说啊，摩西在山上举手。
So the important factor is whether Moses is raising up his arm.
什么时候把手举起来，以色列人就打赢了；什么时候累了，手垂下来，以色列人就打输，一路退。
So when Moses lift up his arms, the Israelites will be winning. When he lower his arm, the Israelites will be losing.
所以我就可以 picture 在脑筋里面可以 picture 好像有一个开关在那边。
So there's almost like a switch.
像一个电灯开关一样。
Almost like a switch on the wall.
Switch on 的时候呢，以色列人就一直打就打赢。Switch off 的时候就一直打一直打一直往后退打输。
So when it was switched on, the Israelites would be winning, and it was when it is switched off, the Israelites would be losing.
所以那个 switch 是什么东西呢？
So what is this switch?
就是摩西的手。
That was the arms of Moses.
所以这个手，他举手的目的呢，代表的意思呢，当然就是在神面前的一个守望祷告，因为下面有征战。
So there was the meaning of that raising the hand is the prayer for the coverage.
所以这告诉我们一件事情，就是当有征战在进行的时候，特别是对付肉体的征战的时候，上面山顶上需要有人在那边守望，需要有人在那边祷告。
So what it tells us is whenever there is a battle, especially about against the body, there we need to have a person that is praying for us on top of the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常生活在我们每一天的日常生活当中。
So brothers and sisters, when we are facing all the everyday situations,
基本上我们跟外面的 interface, 我们跟外面的 interaction 都是我们的肉体在做。
So whatever we interact with outside environment is our body.
然后，所以我们就很容易进入那个肉体，或者进入那个事物性的东西里面。我们去在里面去，好像想要从里面去解决我们的问题的，在事情的表面。
So that it is very easy for us to get into to deal with the things in using our own body。
好像我们在山下在打这个跟亚玛力人打仗一样，我们却忘记了在山上背后需要有人在里面祷告。
So it's almost like when we have just fight in this passage, we're fighting.The Israelites is fighting an Amalekites. We forget there will be people who is on top of mountain who need to pray for us.
所以我们花了很多的时间在事务性上面去解决，想要去解决这个问题。
So we spend a lot of time trying to resolve this one in the physical world.
却忘了到神面前向他来支取能力，来从天上来帮助我们来解决这个问题。
And we forget that we can draw power from God to and to help us to resolve these issues.
好，在撒加利亚书第四章那边讲到一句话，他说万军之耶和华说什么？不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
So it says, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit.
我们要再来念一次，不是依靠势力，来一起，不是依靠势力。不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。
Okay, not by my might, nor by my power, but by my spirit.
所以，当我们在面临这种征战，或者是在这个试探来临的时候
，So when we are facing battles or when we are facing temptations,
我们真的是需要神从天上的能力来帮助我们。
So we need the power from the Lord from heaven to help us.
尤其是一个代祷的一个服事，在山上的手一个法则。
Especially you are doing the service for praying.
有时候我在观察啊，我们在生活当中啊，有人就问我说，你觉得最在家庭里面，你觉得最难应付的是什么事情
？So when people ask, what is the toughest one to deal with in your family?
然后我就直接的告诉他，因为这个问题是bother我很久的，常常会bother我，就是如果我们的孩子之间在争吵的时候。我们大人真的不知道怎么办，因为公说公有理，婆说婆有理，其实两个人都有错，但是不知道怎么去评断。
So the toughest one to settle is when kids in a family are fighting, and you don't know which one is right, which one is wrong.
所以如果你只有一个孩子的话，你有福了。
That means that if you only have one kid, this you're it is good for you.
可是弟兄姐妹，你知道吗？当你去问你的孩子，什么事情是在家里面最bother你的事情？
But if you ask what is the most important thing that bothers in your family,
问我们的年轻人或者问我们的孩子
ask our youth and our kids.
啊，有啊，没有？有。It's on. It's on. 没电了吗？是这样才啊，
没电了，没电了。
有没有人在为这场不是这一场啊？这个正道祷告？我们需要祷告。当你去问你的孩子什么是在家里面最bother你的事情
，So when you are asking your kids what is the most the thing that bother you the most in the family，
你们要不要回家去问问看
？You want to ask your kids when you go home？
跟我们父母的答案一样。
And that will be the same as the parents.
就是我的爸爸妈妈吵架。
And that will be the quarreling of a fighting between parents.
所以当我们面临这个很多的这种情欲上面或者这个人际关系的这个问题的时候
So when we are facing lust or some issues between a relationship,
我们不要只用外面的方法去解决那个哦你是怎么想我是怎么想哦你怎么是这样那些事物的东西是可以帮助但是真正的重点是我们有没有人为这些在征战当中的人祷告
So that we not only want to do not focus on the technical things of how the communications the important thing is there anybody who is praying for in this situation
我们父母需要学习为孩子们的面对这个世界的一些 temptation 来祷告。
So parents need to learn how to pray for your kids when they especially when they're facing temptations.
就好像那个摩西对着亚伦啊，不，摩西跟亚伦跟户尔一起为山下的年轻的约书亚来祷告。
Just like when Moses, Aaron, and Hur was praying.For Joshua, who was fighting on the ground.
大家都知道摩西这个时候几岁，在山上的时候。
Does anybody know when how old Moses was?
有没有人知道
？Anybody know?
圣经上有写啊，120了。啊？80对不对？他们刚出埃及。
Yeah, it was about 80 years old. 亚伦多大 ？How old was Aaron?
多三岁，对不对？83。
So Aaron was 83.
户尔多大
？How old was her?
有人知道？我们又不该知道了，因为什么？圣经没写。
Well, of course, Bible didn't say how old.
但是你可以知道户尔很老，这个我知道。
But you know that Hur was of age as well.
为什么呢？因为他就是他们做圣所工作那个工匠比撒列的祖父，老不老？应该蛮老。
So he was a carpenter of Hur was the grandfather of a carpenter who was building the tabernacle, so he must be pretty old.
大家可以看到三个老人家为下面的新一代的Joshua 在那边祷告。
So we see that three older generation gentlemen up on the hill to pray for the young Joshua.
特别是我们这一代的新移民啊，我们的孩子们他们要面临的比我们更困难的环境，因为他们面临的不只是成长过程的难处，他们还面临了一个文化差异之间，他们要面对一个新的文化。
So especially for our first generation immigrants, they are not only they are facing the environment, but also they are facing the difference in terms of culture.
所以他们有许许多多的试探，需要我们为他们来守望，为他们祷告。
So there needs to be a lot of prayer for our youth.
在啊，我前一阵子看到一个见证，他是讲到哈，有一个地方有一个教会有一个教会学校。
So there was hearing some testimony from a school in the church.
所以这个学校的的一个学生他很穷啊，很穷，所以他很需要钱，然后他就想要去偷人家的钱。
So there was a student who was very old and he wanted to steal from other people.
可是很奇怪，他每次要去偷的时候呢，就里面就有一个力量就把他抓住，就不能偷。每次要下手的时候，就好像被抓住了，就有一个特别的力量在那边。
But it's very strange that every time he wants to steal something, there is a power inside himself that drag him, that wouldn't allow him to steal anything.
有一次老师跟他谈话，他就把这个难处就跟他讲出来。
So when the teacher was talking to the students, the student confessed this situation to the teacher.
那个老师就告诉他说，我告诉你为什么。
So the teacher told him that, I'll tell you why.
因为有一次他们在挪威，这是挪威就办的学校，因为有一次挪威有朋友来跟我们要学校学生的名单，我就写了11个人的名单送到挪威去，请挪威的教会为这11个学生祷告。
So that when there was a request to come from a Norway, that he wrote down the name of 11 students. So those people were praying for these 11 students, and he was one of them.
所以在挪威的人也会来写信问他们这11个孩子怎么样，所以他们很关心。
So those people came from Norway will come and ask the whereabouts and the howabouts of those 11 students.
因此有人他们守望，所以他要犯罪的时候，好像就有个力量把他抓住了。
So they were praying for these 11 students. So when one of them trying to sin or commit a crime, there was a power that dragged him out away from it.
所以面对属灵征战，特别是肉体上面的属灵征战，我们真的需要有人来祷告。
So when we're facing a spiritual battle, especially a battle that is about our all physical body, we really need to be praying.
几个月前，我听到了一个很感人、很感人的一个见证啊，那个人的名字叫做袁佑轩，有人听过？
A few months ago, I hear a very powerful testimony, and the person's name is Christopher Yuan.
他就是一个新移民的孩子哈，他从中国来，然后。住在芝加哥，他的爸爸是一个牙医。
So his father was a dentist. The entire family live in Chicago. He was a first generation, actually second generation immigrant.
这父母当然是对孩子的期望很高。后来这两个孩子呢，他们有两个孩子都去进了医科，好像都念这个医学院。
So Christopher and his brother or sister, there's two kids in the family that both of them were dentists.
就这个老二 Christopher 哈，他念了一年以后呢，暑假回家的时候，他跟他的妈妈告诉他妈妈说：“我是一个同性恋。”
So, Christopher, after the first year of study in dentist school, he went back to tell his mom that I'm a homosexual.
正在那个时刻呢，他们的父母因为他父亲有婚外情，所以他们正在处理要离婚的事情。
So at that time, their parents was about to go to divorce due to the adultery of the father.
这两个事情一起来，所以这个妈妈非常的 depressed 到一个地步，她决定她要自杀。
So when the mother not going through a divorce, and when she hears that her second son is a homosexual, that those two things add together that she was utterly very depressed, and she decided to commit suicide.
但是她突然有个声音说，在自杀前呢，我要去找一个牧师谈一下。
But there was a little voice to tell her that before she does, she did commit suicide, she should go to talk to this pastor.
后来呢，这个他找了一个牧师，这个牧师就给他一本小册子，特别里面就讲到是关于同性恋的一本小册子。
So the pastor gave her a booklet that talked about homosexual.
特别是提到说同性恋是一个罪，但是同性恋有这样倾向的人，是我们需要去爱他们的。
So we talk about the acts of homosexual is a sin, but the person that actually does that, we need to care and love them.
上帝爱他们。
God also loves homosexuals.
所以他受了很大的感动。
So she was very moved.
到个地步，他决定要相信，他要跟随耶稣。
So she then afterwards she decided to follow Jesus.
甚至他每一天就开始读经、祷告，几个小时的时间，生命就不断的在改变。
So that she was actually studying a Bible and she was praying for a few hours in a day.
当她被改变以后呢，她的先生也看见，也受了感动，也改变了。
So after she had this massive changes, her husband actually saw the change and also changed as well.
所以父母两个人都在主里面同心了。
So they reconciled in the Lord.
可是另外一个方面呢，他的儿子就还在问题当中。
So,However, Christopher is still in the sin.
他开始堕落，白天呢在医学院上课，晚上呢就在同性恋或者在帮派的圈子里面呢，就在那边放荡。
So during the day, Christopher attended a school, but at night he went to perhaps parties and things like that.
后来他甚至开始吸毒，他不只是吸毒呢，而且因为要钱，所以他干脆去卖毒品。
So she actually got into drugs, and not only that.He is into drug. He actually sells drugs.
他很聪明啊，所以没有很久的时间，他就成为美东11个州的最大毒品的那个叫做 wholesale 是吧。
So he became the largest, I guess, distributor of drugs, among the 11 states of Eastern U.S.
后来呢，医学院就把他开除了，在最后半个学期，他要快毕业前把他开除了。
So the dentist school actually expelled him pretty much.Right, one semester away from his graduation.
所以他的父母就很着急，就到学校去看他，要向他来传福音。
So his parents actually went to a school and trying to preach, share the gospel of him.
就被这个袁佑轩完全的拒绝。
So the Christopher actually rejected him.
他妈妈回去以后呢，每一个礼拜写卡片给他的孩子，希望他能够悔改信主。
So his mother every week that she write a letter or postcard.To Christopher and hoping that he will turn around.
这个 Christopher 他看也不看，拿到信就丢到垃圾桶。
So Christopher, he didn't even read the postcard. He just trashed it.
他就威胁他的父母说，你再写这样子的信来，你们以后就不要见到我了。
So he actually threatened them and said, if you continue to write this type of letters, I will never see you.
甚至有一次他的父母呢，在圣诞节的时候，就寄一张机票给他儿子，希望他儿子能回家一起过节。
So their parents actually sent him a air tickets, wishing him to come to come back home during Christmas.
所以儿子也没有回信，所以他的妈妈呢就到机场去等，看他儿子有没有下飞机。
So Christopher didn't respond to that letter, and then so their parents actually went to the airport hoping to see his son at that time.
在里面等等这一班没有，就等再等等下一班看有没有，等了一整天，他儿子就是没有回来。
But they waited in the airport for an entire day, but his son didn't come back.
但是他的妈妈呢就跪在神的面前祷告。
But her mother was praying, kneeling and praying for him.
他的祷告是这样讲，他说，主啊，我只有一个要求，不要让我灰心气馁，无论多么艰难，我绝不会放弃我的儿子。
So she was praying that I have only one, I'm only asking for one thing. Do not let me be frustrated and give up my son.
虽然撒旦用千方百计要来毁灭我的儿子，但是我要坚持，不管要等到哪一天。
Although Satan was trying very hard to destroy my son, but no matter what, I'm not going to give up.
这是他的祷告。
That's the prayer of the mother.
好像一个摩西在山上举手的祷告。
It's just like Moses was praying for young Joshua on the hill of the mountain.
他跟神说，你不要让我气馁，意思是说让我的手一直举着，让我为我的儿子一直来守望，不要放弃，我的手不要垂下来。
It's just like she was praying to God and don't let her give up, don't get her frustrated. She will continue to pray for her son.
他这样子一直祷告，祷告了七年。
She was praying for her son for 7 years.
甚至有的时候他禁食祷告，还有一次他禁食了39天，就为他儿子来祷告。
She was fasting for her son, and there was one time that she was fasting for 39 days just for her son.
后来事情就开始有了转变。
And then things changes.
突然有一天，她接到电话，是她儿子打电话来的。
There was a phone call that's coming from her son.
因为她儿子因为贩毒的缘故，所以被抓起来。
Well, that's because when her son was actually arrested simply because he was selling drugs.
她在这件事上被判刑，被判了6年。
She was, so he was sentenced to jail for 6 years.
而且还在监狱里面查出来他有艾滋病。
And he was diagnosed to have AIDS when he was in the jail.
他打电话给他的朋友，没有人要理他，没有人要跟他谈。
So he called all of his friends and nobody responded.
都是过去都是算是酒肉朋友，都没有人要理他。
Well, at that time, supposedly good friends never really wanted to respond to him.
但是当他走投无路，他打电话回家的时候
，So when he had no way out, he actually when he called home,
他妈妈只轻轻地问了一句
，And there was a her mom was talking to him calmly and mercifully.
孩子，你还好吗
？My son, how are you?
这是一个轻柔的问候。
There was a kind, caring.
代表了他里面有多少的爱在这个妈妈的心里面。
That represent all the love from the mother.
这个袁佑先受到大大的感动。
So Christopher was moved greatly.
他决定要改邪归正，他也因此受感动，开始读圣经。
So because of that, he started to study Bible.
因此在很快的时间里面，他就摆脱了毒瘾。
So he actually, forsaked the drug that for his life.
也摆脱了同性恋的行为。
He forsaked the acts of homosexuality.
后来他出监狱以后，一个月之后，他就跑到穆迪的圣经神学院去念神学。
So about a month after he came out of jail, he went to Moody Bible Institute for study.
听说他的介绍信里面有一封是他的狱中的那个一起被关的人写的。
So one of his letter recommendation was his cellmate.
就是一个囚犯的写的介绍信。
It was from a criminal.
现在呢，他回去念完了以后，他回到他继续深造以后，回到圣经学院去当老师。所以他现在在穆迪圣经学院教书。
So he's now a instructor in Moody Bible Institute.
而且他到处去分享 一个生命改变的一个见证，特别就教导同性恋到底是怎么回事。
So he was actually going around to share his testimony, especially on the homosexuality.
为什么会有这样的改变？
Why would there be a change?
就是因为在山上有人为他祷告。
That's because there was somebody praying for him on top of the hill.
我们在那个见证会的那个当中。
So we were in that testimony, the meeting of the testimony.
他的妈妈，这个袁佑轩特别就介绍他的妈妈，请他妈妈站起来。
So Christopher asked her mom to stand up.
我们大家就忍不住就大声的鼓掌，为这个妈妈感到高兴。
So we were so moved that we were really happy for her mother.
因为她是一个带刀勇士，大有信心，不因为环境好像看起来没有把握，好像看起来没有什么希望了，她的儿子在哪里都不知道，但是她不放弃，天天得为她儿子祷告。
Because she was such a warrior in prayer that no matter what the situation is, she didn't even know where her son was, and she continued to pray for her son.
这是一个极大的改变。
This is a great change.
因为山上的 switch turned on.
Because that was a switch on the hill of the on the top of the hill that got turned on.
我们来看刚才那个第十六节的地方，好在。
And let's look at the verse 16.
他们讲到说耶和华已经起了誓。
Okay, that it says verse 16 that he said, the Lord will be
for
hands were lift up to the throne of the Lord.
必世世代代和亚玛利人征战。
So the Lord will be at war against the Amalekites from generations to generations.
这边讲了起了誓哈。
So it says basically it says swore.
这边有一个翻译上面的一个不一样的看法，但是呢，实际上原来的意思呢，是指到有手向耶和华的宝座举起。
So in the old, in the original language, that says there's a hand that was lift up towards the Lord.
NIV 把它翻译出来，就是当有手向宝座举起的时候，耶和华必世世代代向亚玛利人征战。
So it's NIV said, for hands will lift up to the throne of the Lord. The Lord will be at war against Amalekites from generations to generations.
只要有手在宝座面前举起，神就为我们来征战。
So if there's a hand that is lift up to the throne of the Lord will be at war for us.
当没有手在宝座举起的时候，耶和华不做事，没有征战就一路的败退。
So if there's no hand that will lift up to the throne of the Lord, then we will continue to be defeated.
我们可以这样讲，当我们没有在手没有在神面前举起来祷告守望的时候，我们的工作都是徒然的。
So we can say that if we did not lift up our hands towards the throne of the Lord, whatever we do is in vain.
至少是没有能力的。
Or at least there's powerless.
没有祷告就没有工作。
So if there's no prayer,There was no service, no act.
我感谢神，因为他在这一段的时间里面，一直把一个祷告的负担放在我的心里面。
So I thank the Lord that He put a lot of burden for prayer in my heart.
常常为着教会，为着软弱的弟兄姐妹，为着我们的孩子来祷告。
So I pray for the church, pray for the body, and pray for our children.
昨天很好，昨天因为贝蒂斯姆去 LA， 所以孩子也上课啊，什么都不在，我就一个人在家。
So yesterday I was alone at home。
我说还是大好的机会啊，感动我，我要祷告。
So I would say, oh, that's great. I can start praying。
所以我就跪下来，我就为着信息祷告，我就为着教会的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
So I was praying for the passage today。And also praying for the brother and sister in the church.
当神的同在是这么浓厚的时候，不断就是在吸引我祷告的时候，祷告到一个地步，甚至开始流泪祷告。
So that was to the point that the presence of the Lord was so filled, and I started to cry.
为着教会的复兴，每一家能够复兴起来，一同在神的面前来服侍他，全家来服侍他，来这样子祷告。
So I was praying for the revival of the church, the revival of each family in the church to serve the Lord. I was praying for that.
祷告完以后，我张开眼睛。
So after praying, I opened up my eyes.
我看着我的手。
I was looking at my hands.
我发现一件事情。
I discovered something.
我发现我滴了眼泪。
I discovered I was in tears.
滴眼泪不重要，那常常滴嘛。但是滴了眼泪很奇怪，就滴在我的手这个位置上面。
So that was very strange. The tear was right at that point in my hand.
然后这个滴下去以后分两叉。
And it was when the teardrop comes in, it was split into two streams, I guess.
刚好在我的静脉的两叉上面顺着流下去。
So it was just following the vein.
我就有个思想。
So I was thinking.
这可能胖的人没有这种想法。
So I'm not going to say that.
你要看到你的血管，你才有这种想法。
So you got to be able to see your vein to have that thinking.
我说血管是我们每一个人身上最重要的东西，因为血代表生命。
So that's the vein represent. Of course, it carries blood, and blood meant life.
当我们祷告的时候，我们流下眼泪，那个祷告就代表我们基督徒的生命。
And when we're praying, that means the life of Christians.
如果我们一个基督徒不祷告的话，就好像我们一个人生里面没有血一样。
So if as a Christian, if you don't pray, it's like you do not have life.
所以我们如果不祷告的话，我们是一个死的。我们生基督徒的生命是一个死的生命。
So if we don't pray, the Christian life is a dead life.
如果你要测量一个人的属灵的温度计的话呢，你就问他一件事情：你祷告多少？
So if you want to know that how fervent he is in Christianity, you can ask what his prayer life is like.
你花多少钱去亲近神，去等候神，在神面前能够自立。
So how much time do you spend in front of God in prayer?
求神来帮助我们，让我们成为一个有负担来祷告的人，为着我们家人来守望，为着我们的孩子们来守望。
So let's ask the Lord to help us to have burden in our heart to pray for our children, to pray for everybody.
最后我们来看到还有一件事情，就是亚伦跟户尔在山顶上撑着摩西的手在祷告。
So let's look at when Aaron and Hur was lifting up the supporting of Moses' arm.
他在那边举的时候，举久了当然会酸。大家有没有试过，你举多久会酸？
Have you tried that? How long can you lift up your hands and before you feel tired?
我在当兵的时候啊，我有一个长官很聪明。
And when I was in the army, there was a superior.
他有几个士兵呢，好像犯了错以后，他不骂他，也不打他。
So there was a few soldiers that did something wrong, but he did not score them. He did not hit them.
他说：“刚才做这些事的人，请举手。”
So he was asking whoever did that to raise his hand.
他们就举手。
And then they raise up his hand.
然后呢，就一直举着，他没有叫他放下。
And he didn't ask him to put down.
结果就有人不行了，举太久了，半小时过去，手不行了，要放下来。
So after maybe half an hour, the arm get tired and he couldn't continue to lift to uphold the hands.
我的长官说，没有叫你们放下，举好，继续举上去。
So the superior say, well, I didn't ask you to put down your hands. Continue to lift it up.
很累啊。
It's very tiring.
好像摩西一样，很累的。
It's like Moses is very tiring.
但是摩西在山上，他看得到，当他举手的时候，好像以色列就打赢了；当他放下来，好像就不行。
So when Moses can see that when his arms are lifted up, the Israelites are winning.
所以当亚伦跟户尔就来拖着，扶着他的手，撑着在那边。
So when Aaron and Hur was supporting his arms.
我在想这段经文的时候，我自己有一个感觉。
So I was when I was meditating on this passage, there is some I was thinking about something.
摩西有一个学习的过程，好像他好像也看到，当他垂下来的时候就不行了，举上去就可以，所以到后面呢，就一定要两个人来扶着他。
So there was almost like a learning process. Moses discovered that when both of his arms are up, Israelites will be winning.
所以我们祷告的时候，我们要看到。慢慢被神所提醒，知道说举手的重要。
So we need to be reminded by the Lord that the importance of lifting up hands.
当我们一个人举不动的时候呢，就要大家一起来举。
So when one person cannot sustain the arm lifting, there will be people that needs to be supported.
尤其你是一个代祷的人，你在山上举手的时候，你为着你祷告的需要的事情，在祷告的时候，你知道很累的，因为你看不到事情的转变。你祷告祷告，你也没火了。
So especially if you are prayer warriors, that you are actually praying for things that you may not see. So after a while, you your passion may be gone.
所以我们需要旁边的一起来帮助我们，一起来祷告。
So we need people who are around us to support us.
所以我们家跟家之间应该要有所联系，好像我们以前最早的时候有一个父为儿女祷告的祷告会之类的，就是大家一起来为着家人来祷告。
So that was just like in the past that we have actually a prayer meeting for our kids. That's between family and family that we need to have a supporting network.
总要精心祷告，免得入了迷惑。
So then you need to pray earnestly, otherwise you'll fall.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，借着今天的经文，你向我们来说话。主啊，当我们看见外面的事情不是事情，外面的征战也不是征战，真正的征战是在山顶上的征战，是那个手有没有举起来，是那个手有没有垂下去，征战的 key 是在山顶上。求主你来帮助我们，借着今天的这个故事，在圣经里面的这个历史，让我们看见我们不只要做事，我们更重要的是在你面前，我们要不断的来祷告，来守望，为着我们的家人，为着我们所关心的人，为着教会，我们一起来守望。求主把一个叫人恳求的灵放在我们的里面，让我们成为一个会祷告的人。我们谢谢主，也听我们这样子祷告，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱一首诗歌。很多的时候我们的祷告常常的问题就是我们看不到祷告蒙应允，所以我们就不想祷告。如果我们每一次祷告事情就马上成就的话，没有基督徒不祷告了。问题就在乎我们祷告以后好像看不到结果，我们就会灰心。但这首诗歌提醒我们，我们不断的要在神面前祷告，要站在破口需要的地方来寻求来祷告。我们一起来唱这首诗歌。我一祷告来到你的跟前，我来到你跟前就是祷告。
我一祷告来到你跟前，我要寻求你，我要站在破口之中，在那里我寻求你。每一次我祷告，我要到你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，是列国归向你。
我们起立来唱。我一祷告，
我一祷告来到你跟前，我要寻求你，我要站在破口之中，在那里我寻求你。每一次我祷告，我要到你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，是列国归向你。
第二节，
主，我是软弱及无助，你却是我的力量，你手引导我，那就是我的得胜。
每一次我祷告，
每一次我祷告，我要动你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，是列国归向。
每一次我祷告，
每一次我祷告，我要到你的手，祷告做的事我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，大山被挪移，道路被铺平，是列国归向你。
弟兄姐妹，我们都遇到，我们有许许多多软弱跟试探，各样的引诱，我们有时候胜不过。我们也发现我们的周围，特别是我们的家人，我们的孩子们，遇到许许多多软弱的这种私欲的诱惑，很多的时候他们胜不过。我们怎么样能够帮助，借着祷告帮助我们自己，借着祷告来帮助我们的家人们，我们的周围弟兄姐妹，让神的灵来充满在我们的当中，好像我们每个人征战充满了能力，是一个得胜的征战。弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前，我们愿不愿意有这样的心智，我愿意站在我家庭的破口来为我的家人祷告，让我的家人在神的面前重新恢复信心，让我的家人还没有相信的能够在神的恩典当中能够愿意来相信，来接受一个永恒的福音，经历喜乐，经历丰盛的生命。弟兄，我们现在把眼睛闭起来，求神来感动我们。你如果有这样的意愿，你如果有这样的心，想要站在破口当中来为着你的家来祷告，请你把手举起来。我们就在神面前，我们来立约，愿神的灵感动我们，我们手可以放下，愿神感动我们，建造我们的家庭，成为一个合神心意的家庭。我们来唱副歌。每一次我祷告，我摇动你的手，祷告做的事，我的手不能做。每一次我祷告，那山被挪移，道路主啊，你已经听了我们的祷告，主啊，你也知道我们的心，主啊，我们所要你求的，主啊，就像这个袁佑轩的母亲一样，求你让我们不要失去了那个信心，失去了那个对你的那样子的一个信任，知道你在敌人的面前必定为我们征战。我们谢谢主耶稣，我们这样子感谢祷告是靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们领受祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠，神的慈爱，圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远，阿们。阿们，阿们，阿请坐。